Diablo.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to the What Can Go Wrong podcast. My name is Julie Jules Julia, that loud Mexican bitch. And to my right, I have...
Drinking again, Pierre. Back on the wagon.
Back on the motherfucking wagon.
Wait, the wagon.
No, you fell off.
Fell off the wagon, Pierre.
Way off.
I feel like you made this mistake one time.
Oh my God. I don't know why you're drinking that fucking tequila.
Because I paid $130 for this goddamn tequila. This is the best tequila I've ever had in my life.
Is it still smooth?
No.
After all the altitude, after everything?
No.
After all the custom checks, everything, it's not smooth?
I had to pay another $30 to get that shit because I had to check a bag.
Why'd you have to check your bag?
Because we didn't fly with check bags.
Oh,
we did carry-on. So I bought this one fucking bottle.
That's terrible. Anyway, again, we have additional guest on the podcast. And to my left, I have...
I think it's Mr. Juice. Or something. Juice.
Mister. It's OG the juice.
The
motherfucking juice. And to his motherfucking left, we have...
West Side Bird. What's up, y'all?
The West Side Bird.
Kaka.
The West Side Bird. Kaka.
Exactly. We're so happy to bring them once again. We're not going to talk about when we're recording this episode, because that's too much to disclose at this moment. Anyway, so the last episode that we talked about was Pierre's trip to Cancun. He talked about how he got. He talked about his, what was it, the golf cart shit, the BBL chick. You talked about a lot of fucking shit.
Yeah.
And
we had to break it up.
Where we left off was you and BJ were having date night. And it was Americanized. So what happened after that?
We were staying at an all-inclusive resort. And we were like, yo, we're in Cancun. Let's venture out. Let's go check some other shit out.
Right.
Because they had an all-you-can-eat buffet. But I was like, you know, we're here. Let's go fucking venture out, right? And I already did some fucking Googling. So I was like, I know a place that sells really good mariscos. It had like a 4-point rating on Google. Super close to the hotel. So, of course, we're not going to take a cab. We're going to start walking. It's super close. I didn't take into account how much I fucking sweat. So, me and BJ were fucking dressed to the nines, right?
Right.
We walk probably like 5 blocks, but it's humid as fuck.
Right.
We get to the spot, and I was like, oh, this is the fucking spot right here. Marineros, marinas.
Right, yeah.
Same.
We get there, and it's open, and it's on a busy-ass street. And I was like, well, you know, yeah, this looks like kind of like Mexico, because they had the painted chairs. They had the fucking little streamer fans, and they had a mariachi group there. What I was like, I bet. Let's go in.
What time of day was this?
This is at night.
Oh, like
so what? We go in, we get a table, and we're already like, all right, man, let's start looking at some shit. And
do they have AC here?
No, we're sitting on the patio. We're not inside. It's like an outdoor kind of like restaurant.
Okay.
So we sit there and we're looking at the drink menus. And I'm like, yo, bro, I have never in my life had a mojito. Because the bars I go to, they don't have that shit.
Right.
I was like, I'm on vacation. Let me get that shit. So the waiter comes around. I was like, all right, bet. Let me get a fucking mojito. BJ gets a frozen margarita because she's fucking BJ. We get the food. I'm like kind of looking at it. And it's nothing... Nothing that stands out as authentic.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, some places that were like mojajetes. Like, legit Mexican spots have a shit ton of stuff on their fucking menu.
Yeah.
Right.
This has like 2 pages.
Amen.
And I start looking around. I'm like, all right, there's a lot of fucking white people here. And they have a stack of sombreros that say Viva Mexico that you can pick up and take pictures with. And as soon as I saw a white person pick up that hat and start taking pictures with it, I was like, we picked the wrong spot.
Yeah.
This is...
Who is we, motherfucker? It sounds like you picked the wrong spot.
We're a team. Me and BJ are a goddamn team.
They're together.
Yeah.
You went to Casa Bonita.
Yeah.
Basically. Yeah. So we fucking go through it, and I get some Alfredo with salmon, and it's just... It's not good. It felt like Olive Garden.
Right.
Wasn't good at all. I was like, all right, cool. Maybe... We can pick it up in the night. Let me try to see if we can get some weed. Right? So we pay our fucking tab. And it was expensive. It was like $80.
For Olive Garden fucking food?
For Alfredo, 4 tacos, and 2 drinks. That's it.
Mm-mm. Bitch, $80 for that shit is too much.
But that's, you on vacation, though.
True. And so I see kind of like a like an area that's all lit up. Like there's flashing lights. So when the waiter comes over, I was like, hey, what's that spot up there? He was, looks at me and then looks at BJ. He was like, oh, it's a... Donde bailan las mujeres. I was like, oh, a strip club.
Yeah.
And he just goes, yes. Like, does the fucking cross and shit. I was like,
cross.
He's like, forgive me.
You can say, you can say strip club, bro. I was like, all right, man, let's go try to find some fucking weed. Because I wasn't trying to travel with any fucking weed because it was international flight. So we pay our shit and we start walking around. And the thing with me and BJ is she has short legs and I have long fucking legs. So I walk really fast. And I hate having to fucking, like, stop and wait for her.
Right.
So I was like, all right, let's try to find some fucking weed. I got this, baby. I can do this. I'm from Colorado.
Right.
I'll find us some fucking weed. And the cab driver who originally took us to the fucking hotel pointed out a fucking alleyway. He was like, yo, if you guys want weed, go down there. So I was like, bet, let's fucking go down there.
Did it look sketchy? You weren't afraid?
It was super sketchy. So we find this fucking alley and we start going down it. And there's like people passed out on the corner and it just smells like piss. It leads out to a 7-Eleven and then a beach. And it's like just a lot of young people drinking on the beach. And I'm just like, all right, who's it going to be? Who's it going to be? Who's going to have it? And I start looking around and me and BJ like start judging people. And I see a group of like three young adults, shirtless, drinking. I was like, they probably know where weed's at.
Yeah.
And so I go up to them. I was like, oye, compa, ¿cómo están? And he looks at me. He's like, what's up, bro? And I was like, oh, fuck, perfect. Hey, man, we're trying to just buy some weed, dog. And he was like, shit, me too. You got some? I was like, oh, motherfucker, bitch. I thought you had some.
He's like, I'm from Denver, too.
Yeah.
And so I told BJ kind of kick back, so I was trying to find some weed. And so the dudes talked to me for a little bit. They're like, oh, man, you got to go to Coco Bongo. That's where it's all at. Like, they're just on the strip, kind of like the Vegas strip. He was like, just go over there. Fuck. All right, cool. So I go up to BJ with my, you know, my head down and my tail between my legs. I was like, yeah, they didn't have it. She was like, I fucking told you they didn't have it. I was like, all right, but I know where we're going. So we go up to the strip and Coco Bongo is like the main popular club out there. Like they do, I don't know, like acrobatic shows. Right. Like it's a big, like it's a really big tourist thing. We go there, and they have, no lie, 20 people working for Coco Bongo in pink shirts trying to get people to buy fucking tickets because it's not free to get in. It's $130 to get in this fucking club.
Go fuck yourself. I'm not paying $130 fucking dollars to get into a fucking club. I'm not fucking doing it. And that's not even VIP. It's not a fucking table. It's nothing. It's just to get in.
You're not gonna
it's
get
just
shit.
To fucking get in.
Yep.
But it's all you can drink. But no. I'm not young. I'm not drinking like that.
Yeah.
So immediately we go there and I was like, all right, the cab drivers, that's who's going to have the fucking weed. And so we start walking and I see one cab driver and I was like, the bigger dudes know where it's at.
Right.
So I see a cabbie and I go up to him. I was like, hey, bro, I'm trying to find that ganja, bro. Where's that devil's lettuce? And he looks at me. He was like, no. Like I offended him. I was like, all right, whatever,
the
bro.
Fuck out of here.
You should ask whatever. Giovanni.
So we keep walking, and then I see another dude kind of like, he looked like he was slaying because he was standing by himself. He had a fanny pack, and he was just watching everybody. So I go up to him, and I was like, oye, compa, ¿cómo están? I'm trying to find something, man. Can you help me? He was like, yeah, what do you want? I was like, I'm trying to find some weed. He was like, oh, yeah, I got you, man. And we go off to the side, and he was like, pulls out a bunch of pills. I was like, no, man, I'm trying to find weed. Mota.
He's like, here's some fucking Molly. Here's some.
And he looked at me like I offended. He was like, no, I don't. No, bro. Like I wasted his fucking time. So
shut up.
This is the third time I struck out.
He has fucking Xanax pills, but he can't get you some fucking weed.
So I go back up to BJ, defeated. I was like, baby, I don't think we're gonna find anything. I'm sorry. She was like, give me a moment. I'll find something. I was like, you're white as fuck.
Yeah.
You are not gonna find the weed here.
Yeah.
She was like, hold on. She starts walking around. I'm still keeping an eye on my queen, you know, because she's delicate. She goes up to some dudes, and she talks to one dude who works at Coco Bongo. And she was like, yo, I'm looking for some weed. Where can I get it? He was like, oh, I don't have any, but this dude right here might have some. And this dude was standing by himself, not trying to sell anything. And she goes up to him, and he was like, oh, yeah, obviously. Yeah, I got you. And Coco Bongo is attached to a shopping center.
Right.
He starts going towards the desk. We start going into the hotel. He doesn't know I'm with BJ.
Right.
we start going. I start following him, and BJ was like, "Oh, this is my boyfriend. He's actually gonna buy it." So I start talking with the dude, and I'm like, "All right, bet, bro. Like, what do you got? You got like a little Nick bag, 20s, blunts, ounce, half ounce. What do you got?" Right. He was like, "Oh, I don't do any of the pricing, man." He was like, "Just follow me." And we're going up this fucking escalator, and it kind of like JCPenney. If you're from Denver, you know the Westminster Mall. Like, half the stores are closed.
Right.
We go up this escalator, and we're going to this fucking, like, shopping. I thought we were going to another part of the mall, like, and we go to, it's called the Barber Shop. As soon as we walk in, there's a dude with a big-ass gun on his chest. He was like, "Hey, bro, let me pat you down."
Shut I was like, what the fuck
did, where the fuck did you bring me? And then I see naked bitches walking around. And I'm just like, oh, we're in a strip club.
Yeah.
Oh, dang. Bad.
Get in the strip club. I don't pay cover. He was like, "Yo, man, just go to the bathroom." I go to the bathroom, and there is a line for the very last, like, stall. And there's one dude in there. I was like, okay, now I know where I'm at. And there's three people in front of me. The first dude is a black dude. He's trying to buy some shit. He don't want it. He dips out. I was like, all right, cool. A white boy in front of me starts haggling the dude, trying to buy some fucking shit. And the dude's like, "Oh, this is what it is." I was like, "Yo, but I already got the money. Like, I know what the fuck I want, man."
Right.
Dude fucking leaves, and by this time, dancers start coming in. And I was like, okay, whatever.
These bitches are coming in for why?
Because they're fucking buying the same shit for their dudes.
Get the fuck out of here.
So I go up to the dude, I was like, "Yo, bro, I'm just trying to buy a little bit of weed, dog. What's up? Right. What you got?" And he opens up his fanny pack, and he has a bunch of, like, old school Nick bags. You know what I'm saying? Like, the Ziploc baggie was torn off, and it was just... They were like Nick bags.
I'm not fucking doing a Nick bag.
I was like, whatever, cool. I'll buy a fucking little quick fucking little five bag. Right. And I started talking to the dude. I was like, "All right, man, what's up? What do you got?" He was like, "Oh, I got these." I was like, "Well, do you do ounces, quarters, eighths? What do you do?"
Right.
And he was like, "I do the bags. How many bags do you want?" I was like, "Well,
like 20, well, bitch.
How much is in each bag?
Yeah, tell me like that. $5 like, fucking, you know, dollars. It's a fucking Nick bag.
I was like,
it's
all right, $5.
Man. Oh, it is? Oh.
So I was like, all right, man, you know, I got $50. What's up? How many can I get?" He was like, for $75, I'll give you two bags. And I looked at the weed, what? And I was like, no, bro, those, bitch. I'm from Denver, dog. Those are $5 little bags, bro.
Yeah.
Like, those are like single nugs. They're like single nugs. And
it's
he was
one
like,
joint. One fucking joint.
One joint.
Oh,
and
no.
The dude's like, "Nah, man, we start haggling." He was like, "Yo, $75. I was like, "Yo, bro, $50. I got $50 right now, bro. Let me get some." And he was like, "Well, I'll give you two." I was like, "Cool, man. Let's fucking do these." As we're making the sale, strippers come in. They're like, "Ooh, papi, you got money?" And they start touching me.
Oh, hell
where
no.
The fuck is BJ?
BJ's outside. I didn't let BJ inside. BJ's outside the strip club. And these strippers start touching me. And, you know, I bounce at the strip club. I was like, "Get off me. I ain't paying you shit.
Yeah.
I don't got none of that." I was like, "All right, bet. Whatever, bud. $50, give me the fucking bags."
I've been around you with broken jeans and glitter and broken
little ass fucking.
He paid $50 for a $10 fucking.
Yeah,
two,
I get it.
Two $5 bags.
That's crazy.
So I get the shit. No. And the dude who originally took me there, he was like, "Oh, do you want to get dances? You want to start drinking?" I was like, "No, man. I want to get the fuck out of here." He was like,
"All your money."
Yeah, he was like, "Trying to get me dances." I was like, "No, man. Let's get the fuck out of here." And as we're walking back to the escalator, he was like, "Oh, let's take the elevator." And BJ's with me. And she was like, "Oh, did you get the weed?" I was like, "I got the weed. Fucking relax. I got the fucking weed." I got ripped off, but yeah, I got the fucking weed.
Yeah.
As we go into the elevator, there's two cops there. And in my mind, I'm like, "Yo, he set me the fuck up.
He set me the fuck up."
God.
And I look at BJ. I was like, "No matter what, don't stay. Run back to the hotel." Because in my mind, I was like, "Yo, I'm going to fight these fucking cops."
Call Jules. Jules will fix some shit. All
in my mind, I was going to fight these fucking cops. We get in the elevator, and no problem. I tripped out for no reason. They were just doing their fucking job. I get out of the elevator, and we start going back to the hotel. As we're going back to the hotel, I see a dude standing on the corner. He's like, "Hey, man, what do you need?" I was like, "I'm good, bro." He was like, "I got that weed. I got that fire." And I look at him.
Where the fuck was
And I was
you?
Like, "Where the fuck were you a half hour ago?"
Exactly.
And he stops me. He's like, opens up a fanny pack. He was like, "Oh, no, papi, I got you." And it's the exact same bag.
Oh, yep.
Because all these
because they're swindling all the tourists there.
Exactly.
No, because these bags had a little frog on them. the weed bags all had a fucking frog on them. And he was like, oh, I got you. I got you. I was like, bro, I already fucking bought it, man.
I already got fucking, I got, bitch. I got.
And BJ's
like, come on, let's go. I was like, well, maybe he might go a little lower. I was like, well, what's up? How much will you give me for one? He was like, oh,
$50.
I was like,
get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck. Two bags for $50 where you could have paid $10 for two bags here.
That's fucking insane.
Wow. So me and BJ go back to the hotel. We get our fucking little rolling papers because BJ knows how to roll. So we go, we start fucking smoking.
So, the last thing that you said was, fuck, I forgot. What did you say?
We just got the bag.
We secured the bag. BJ secured the bag.
Well, I had the money.
All right,
so
whatever.
BJ secured the bag. We ran into another dude who was selling it.
Right.
And we went to the hotel, right?
Right.
We ended up smoking a little weed on the fucking terrace. It was cool as fuck. Because we were looking right at the fucking ocean.
Right.
Day four. Now it's all coming to us. Because now, like, we've been drinking the whole fucking time we've been drinking.
Right.
And now we're like, all right, let's fucking chill the fuck out. Let's take it easy. We're getting up there in our age. So we end up ordering room service and just watching Law & Order. Because, like, Mexican TV at the hotel was weird. Like, they had weird-ass channels for some reason. Law & Order was playing 24/7.
Oh, God.
So we get room service. We're chilling. And we're like, all right. Let's go hang out. And BJ's like, I think I'm going to take a nap. I was like, well, shit, I want to go down to the fucking beach, man.
Right.
So BJ takes a nap, and I'm starting to get ready. I'm fucking looking good because I want to look good for the beach.
Right.
And I think I'm being quiet. Like, I'm trying not to wake her up because at this point in time, we haven't been separated. We've been next to each other the whole time.
Right.
As I'm, like, slowly, like, trying to fill some fucking alcohol in our flask to go down to the beach, I fucking cough. BJ immediately wakes up. She's like, what are you doing? What's going on? I was like, nothing.
It's fine.
Baby, it's okay. Fine. I'm going to go down to the beach. Just
right.
Hang out. She's like, what time is it? I was like, it's like 2 o'clock. It's okay, baby. I'm just going to be down there.
Yeah.
I can't get lost, right? I'm not going to take anything expensive. I'm not going to take my phone because, like, I'm going to be in the fucking water. I don't want to leave my shit out.
Right.
Memes.
BJ's like, give me 10 minutes. I'll be ready.
Oh,
she
hell
wasn't
no.
gonna let him.
I was like, no.
I wouldn't let you go either. Look at you, man. You are handsome.
I was
man.
Like, it's okay, baby.
But you're going to get kidnapped.
Hang out here. She's like, no. I'll be ready in 10 minutes. I was like,
here we go. Here we go, BJ. Here
She's
we
like,
go.
I want to look at BBLs without you
Maybe
behind my back.
Maybe she thought BBL was on the beach.
Exactly.
Yeah, she thought BBL was there.
At this point, we haven't been to the hotel pool because we're strictly in the ocean.
Right.
So I was like, all right, baby, I'm going to be down at the pool area. I'm just going to try to see if we can get a fucking chair.
Right.
I'm going to see what's up. So I end up going downstairs. You know, I'm looking good. And because of the position of the hotel, the pool was already in the fucking shade. And I'm from Colorado. When you're in the shade and it's windy, it's fucking cold.
Yeah, of course.
I'm looking around. There's no fucking chairs. And so I was like, all right, whatever. I'll just fucking put my – I've been to Aslan. You know what I'm saying? I'll put my backpack next to the fucking wall. As I'm about to get into the pool, I, like, look around. I was like, all right, you know, there's some young motherfuckers in here. And there's a swim-up, like, bar.
Right.
I was like, all right, that's what's up. As I go to get in, I look at the steps, and there is – the only way I can describe it is, like, foam/scum all along the walls of the steps to get into the pool. And I was like, well, maybe that's just, like, people's, like, soap on their fucking shorts. Like, what the fuck is
maybe
that? And, like, I was looking at it for a minute. And it's like dark bubbles on the ring of the pool.
Right.
Hell no.
And I look over and there's like a drunk ass white girl in a lawn chair and her friends are like trying to force feed her a bottle of water and she's not taking it. And then she ends up fucking puking.
She fucking throws up?
But she's not in the pool. She's like off to the pool. Like she's on
the
fucking chair.
All right. We're still good.
And I was like, nah, I'm good. I think I'll go around to the fucking, I'll get a drink outside the fucking pool.
Right.
Get a fucking drink. And BJ still hasn't come down. I was like, all right, let me go to the fucking bathroom. I go into the bathroom, and the bathrooms in this hotel have mad AC. Like, it feels really nice, but it's like moldy-ass wetness.
Right. Yeah.
Some old shit.
Right? And the floor's fucking wet, and I fucked up by going into the bathroom without my fucking flip-flops.
Hell no.
Without your fucking flip-flops?
No.
It's like all muggy and musty, huh?
Where the fuck were you guys?
Man, I know. You never do that. Never. That's rule number one. Get
your
damn flip-flops on
and go to the
bathroom.
You don't go nowhere without your flip-flops. You only go into the pool without your flip-flops. That's it. You go everywhere with your flip flops.
I can imagine how much piss is in that pool.
There was a lot of piss in that pool. Oh, so I, in my mind, I was like, I'll just go to the other side where there's no fucking foam scum.
Oh, God,
so I go to the other side. I go up to the fucking swim bar. And I was just like, I bet people piss in this area all the fucking time.
You better believe it.
Yeah.
All the fucking time.
You better believe it. All those drunk bitches like, fuck it. Psst.
I get my fucking drink. And there's just personally. Like rowdy ass. All right. It's going to sound a little racist. Not feather, but dot Indians.
Okay.
There's like 10 of them, and they're just fucking playing chicken. They're just being rowdy.
Thank you, come
fuck.
Again, Punjabis. Indians. Thank you, come again.
And I was like, nah, I'm good. Like, there's nobody in the fucking water but these motherfuckers, and they're just being loud as
they're
fuck.
They're used to that.
Right. I was like, I'm good. I'm going to get the fuck out the water. I end up going to another pool area. There's nobody in this water, and it's nothing but fucking old people. There's no music playing. There's no drinks. I was
perfect.
Like, this is my fucking vibe, man.
Perfect.
This is my fucking vibe.
Yeah.
I go up there, I get in the water, nobody's in the water, and BJ finally comes up, and she was like, what are you doing at this pool? I was like, well, I'm not trying to go down there.
Yeah.
I'm at that age, I'm fucking cool, man. This is where it's fucking at.
Oh, my God. Okay.
We hang out at that pool for a little bit, and I was like, I'm fucking hungry. Let's go get something to eat, because we're at all-inclusive. We don't got to pay for shit.
Yeah.
So I go down to a fucking area, and there's, like, beach chairs. But there's bird shit all over these fucking tables.
Gosh.
And I'm trying to be cool because I was like, yo, it's a resort. I get it. Like, there's fucking birds everywhere. And these birds have some fucking balls. They're, like, used to fucking people. They're not, like, flying 10 feet away. Like, they're walking right up to you, to your table.
Right.
I'm wearing fucking chunk glass. I take my chunk glass, bro. I fucking smack the table real hard. And BG's like, what are you doing? I was like, well, fucking birds. You get
I'm
too
scaring
fucking brave.
These fucking birds.
Too
I'm
fucking brave.
Yeah.
We get our food, and then I realize, oh, fuck, I don't have any money to tip the fucking server. Let me run up to the room. That's a whole fucking thing in itself because there's only usually one fucking elevator working. I go up to the fucking room, get the money, come back, tip the fucking dude. No problem, right?
How much did you tip?
I tipped him $5, which is still too much because everyone's
too
like
much.
Everyone's like $2 to $3.
Yes.
I have a rule. I don't think I should tip every fucking buddy for every fucking thing.
But if you're at an all-inclusive.
I'm like, dude.
You're on vacation.
No, but you don't tip.
Everybody for every fucking
thing. Oh, you
thing?
Opened the elevator door for me. Thank you. Oh, yeah. I went to the bathroom and you let me use your hairspray. Thank you. I'm not going to fucking tip you
no,
for every
I
fucking
fully
thing.
Agree. I fully agree.
But if they're bringing
you
food
me a
and
paper
drinks.
No, because they're not really a waiter. They're just bringing it to you. They're not watching your table.
They
didn't
fucking
make it for me.
They're
not asking if you need anything else. It's not an actual waiter. I wouldn't tip.
No.
I'd be like, thanks, bro.
So after that, I was like, all right, bet, baby. We're going to try to get dinner at this resort. Because this fucking resort was impossible to get fucking dinner. Because like you had to call. So the dinner, there was only like three actual restaurants you can get dinner at.
Right.
The lines to get reservations opened up at 9 o'clock. By 9:05, they were sold out. Right, so I was like, fuck, man, what are we going to do? We end up fucking talking to some old-ass couple at the bar. And they're like, yo, just go to the restaurant and get on the wait list. Luckily, we got on the fucking wait list.
You followed the suggestion that the old people gave you.
Yeah.
They've probably been going there for years.
Yeah.
Well, this old couple, they were about it. So BJ started talking to them and shit. And I think I had to go somewhere, and I came back, and BJ was in full conversation with them. They knew everything about us.
Oh, my God.
And they're like,
they know the dog's name. They fucking know who took you to the airport.
Yeah.
They know the flight number. Get the fuck out
like,
of here.
Oh, yeah, we travel all the time. We go to resorts. Our kids are grown. Like, we do this all the time. Just go up there. And
she's
BJ's
like,
oh, yeah, how many drinks do you guys do? They're like, oh, you know, we do two shots before we go to sleep.
Right.
What?
And BJ's like, oh, you know, well, you want to be careful because then if you do four, then you're on the floor. And they're like, no, we drink like 10 shots a night. And
whoa.
BJ just starts laughing. She was like, thinking that they're joking. She was like, oh, yeah, that's a lot.
Right.
And they're like, no, it's not.
What that age? Is a lot. 10 shots
yeah.
a night?
What age did they look?
They were like in their 50s, 60s. They were like retired.
Bitch.
Damn.
Bitch. 10 shots
go,
in one
okay,
night?
Okay, good night, honey. Love you.
Get the fuck out of here.
Sweet dreams.
I'm blocked out at 10 shots. I'm blocked out at fucking 7 shots.
I'm blocked out like 5.
So
I'm done.
After talking to them, I was like, all right, let's try our luck. We go up to the room, get super fucking nice, and we go out to eat because this is actual anniversary night.
Right.
We go to an Italian restaurant. It's like 5-minute wait. We get in, no problem. And it was just like shit food. Like the portions were so fucking tiny, man. It was included in the all-inclusive.
Right.
But like
they're,
that size.
They're rationing.
Like, they were super fucking
you were
small.
Like, can I get four of these fucking these portions? Please get the fuck out of my face.
So we get that shit. And immediately after dinner, I was like, all right, let's go to the beach. Let's fucking hang out. It's midnight. You know, we do our couple shit. We fucking dance in the sand, listen to music. I was like, yo, you want to buy some weed? And BJ is like, well, I'm kind of tired. I was like, all right, go back up to the room. I'll go get it.
Here we go. Here we go.
So I sent BJ up, and I was like, I can do this shit. And I'm
wearing Round two.
I look fly as fuck, bro. When I'm leaving the fucking hotel, because we're on, it's anniversary night, so I look good as fuck.
Right.
I walk out, and as soon as I'm walking out, I'm trying to look for the same dude who got me the first time.
Right.
Maybe get like 10 feet. I see a bunch of cab drivers, and the dude was like, oh, yeah, go by. You need a ride? I was like, nah, man, I'm looking for something. He's like, what you looking for? I was like, well, I'm looking for some weed, bro. What's up? And he was like, you want some Xanax? You want some perks? I was like, no. I'm looking for weed. Yeah. Mota. Yeah. And he was like, oh, I got you. I was like, all right,
here
bet.
Here we fucking go.
We're right outside of a Wingstop. Right. And he was like, come with me inside this bar. And we go inside this bar. It's called Monkey Business. We go inside. Yeah. No problem. He was like, just wait by the bar. We're right next to the bathroom. I'm thinking we're going to do another bathroom deal.
Right.
I'm sitting there, and the bartender was like, do you want something to drink? I was like, no. He's like, oh, you just waiting to buy something? I was like, yeah.
Obviously.
Waiting to buy something. Fucking cab driver comes back out. He's like, oh, he's going to meet us over here. Come on, let's go. And so, like, a little kid, like, I feel like I'm being dragged along. We end up going, like, a couple hundred feet, and we cross the street, and we're going into a parking garage. And I know.
What, does he get a finder's? Does he get a finder's fee or something? He's all about it.
And so, immediately, I knew who the dealer was because he was wearing a fucking fanny pack.
Yeah.
The cab driver shakes the fucking dude's hand, and we go into the parking garage, and the dude with the fanny pack shakes the guy who's operating the gate. He's like, we're going to go down here. We go down there. There's a couple of girls down there. And I was like, all right, bro. All right, last time I bought some weed, it wasn't that good, bro. It's very small. What's up? What can you do? And he pulled out the exact same fucking bag, same weed bag.
He's like, are you kidding me?
The same fucking connect. The same fucking connect is
like they got a monopoly. It's the same fucking bag,
fuck
bro.
Fuck that shit.
And I'm sitting there trying to argue with him. I was like, bro, these are fucking like, these are little Nick bags, bro. They're not that good. I'm from Denver. I was like, give me four. Four for 100 right now.
Are you doing this in Spanish or English?
No, in English, because the dude's speaking English. His English is as good as mine, but I'm like, I'm talking to him. I was like, nah, bro, I'm from Denver. This is, you're fucking extorting me. And he was like, nah, man, if you find cheaper, let me know. He was like, because we run all this shit, bro. You're not going to find anything cheaper. And that's when I realized, I was like, all right, cool. When I pulled out a hundo, I was like, yo, bro, let me get a couple bags. He was like, I give you two bags for $130. I was like, I got $100 right now. Give me these two weed bags.
What?
And we'll be good.
When it was
100
the other night.
Yeah.
And he was like, I don't know. I was like, I'm not here to bullshit. Like, if you don't want it, I'll just go back to somebody else. And he was like, all right, cool. And so he gives me the two bags.
$10 for a $100 bag. Like, get the fuck out of my face.
After we make the exchange, he was like, oh, well, are you going to take care of my guy? The fucking taxi driver that took me there.
I told you. Finder's fee.
Yeah, he was like, are you going to hook me up? I was like, bro, I just paid $100 for these two little weed bags. No, bro, I'm not. I was like, if anything, you should be fucking paying them, bro. Yeah. Like, I'm not paying you shit.
Yeah.
And the dude's like, oh, it's like that. I was like, yeah, it's stole like that, bro. I'm not doing that shit. Luckily, I left because I was ready. I was like, give me my fucking money, bro. I'd be ready to fight. I was like, I'm not scared of somebody with a fanny pack.
Yeah, right.
I'll take your other fucking two weed bags out your fucking fanny pack.
As soon as I get the bud, you know, I give my Aryan queen the safe word. I was like, I'm safe. I'm on my way.
Right.
We go back to the hotel, and BJ's like, how much weed did you get? I was like, The same fucking deal.
$10 deal for $100.
It's like maybe two joints. This weed worth is joints. It's not much.
So lame.
Yeah, that's whack.
Yeah, Stuvel, anniversary night's over. Yeah. You know, we disrespected that room. We were disrespectful as that room. We disrespected the balcony.
Oh, hell no.
All right, last day we're there.
Hell yeah, you did.
We wake up and I'm just like struggling to get up. And I was like, fuck, man, let's...
I wish I had some weed.
So I was like, let me try to get some tan. I want to get a tan, so like, let me go down to the beach and we'll just fucking lay out. Like, we're not buying anything. We'll be out in the sun. We get down there and fucking, there he is, fucking Giovanni with the gold tooth. He's like,
see?
Hey, Pierre, you want to buy one? I was like, nah, bro, I'm broke as fuck, man. I'm not buying shit. I was like, I'm only out here just for a little bit to swim. He was like, oh, man, you don't want to buy a bottle? I was like, no, absolutely not, dog.
You told me it was $70. I ended up paying $200. Bitch, I ain't doing shit with you. We're not doing business.
Oh, and the same thing with the resort. Like, if you're not out there at 7 o'clock reserving your seats, there are no seats.
Yeah.
And I think he took pity on me. And he was like, all right, well, since you got a fucking cabana with me the other day, I got you. Take this one. The exact same one we were in, bro. I was like, all right, we're only going to be here for an hour. I'm not tipping you anything. He was like, I got you.
You could have done this night one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And then I would have asked him for weed after that.
Yeah. Well,
shut up, bro.
I'm like, what you got?
Yeah. You know he had a fanny pack.
Yeah.
Fucking salesman, shiesty as fuck, man.
Oh, yeah. My God. All right, so then?
So we hang out there for a little bit because checkout's at noon.
Right.
Right? And we go back up to the room. We start changing. Fucking housekeepers, 10 o'clock in the morning. Rawr, fucking door. I was like, yo, bro, checkout's at fucking noon. We'll be out at noon.
Calm down.
Yeah, get the hell out of here.
Me and BJ are starting to pack all of our shit. And the night before, I totally forgot about it. We try to go to a flea market to buy gifts for everybody. As we go there, it's everybody's hounding us because BJ's fair skin.
Yeah.
So everybody's fucking hounding us, man. And BJ's like, I don't like this shit. I was like, yo, we're just trying to get some fucking souvenirs.
Right.
Yes, Duval. We go there, we're getting all these gifts, and BJ's a fucking, she is the strong arm. I'll give it to her. She talked motherfuckers down, bro. And we end up going to like a little food court and getting the best fucking food. The whole time we were there, man, better than the fucking hotel. These other restaurants, this little shitty ass food court had the best fucking food.
Right.
Yeah, because it's not like tourist thing over there, right?
No.
Yeah.
White people ain't trying to go to a flea market.
No, man. Yeah. We had a great fucking time. So that same night we ended up smoking that weed.
Right.
We went downstairs because we were like, we're going to get our money's worth. We're going to go fucking go to the bar downstairs because there was an open bar downstairs.
It's all inclusive, of course.
Yeah. But
we go down there and I'm starting drinking these. They call them charro negros. But it's basically tequila, coke, and lime. That's it.
Ew.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
Is it?
Yeah. So I'm talking to the dude, and like as soon as I get there, I was like, yo, throw that motherfucker a $10, and he's going to hook it up.
Right.
So we started getting drinks, and when you're staying at the main lobby bar, you see all the people that are coming into the fucking hotel.
Okay.
And we start people watching.
Here we go. Here we fucking go.
And there are some older white ladies that were there for a wedding, and they're hitting on some younger dudes that are there. They're like, they're from the UK.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? They're some fucking Brits. And I was like telling BJ, I was like, look at this sad, lonely bitch. She's going to hit on this young dude. This young dude's not going to be about it. And she was hitting on him hard.
Like, and he ended up leaving.
Huh?
What was she doing?
What was she saying?
Yeah, like how could
she
you
was just like drunk, like hanging on him, touching him. She was like, oh yeah, I got to. We have an early flight. We got an early flight tomorrow. So we're not trying to do too much.
She's like, but I'm in room 201, bitch.
Yeah. But,
I'm in room 201.
And so I was telling BJ, I kind of maybe said too much. I was like, yo, BJ, that was my fucking for sure. Back in the day when I was a young gun, if I saw a sad, lonely white girl,
babe doll.
It was a for sure.
That's exactly right.
And as we started doing that, we started getting a little tipsy. So we started making fun of everybody that came up to the fucking bar.
BJ? What?
Yeah. So there was another group of white girls who came up to the bar. And one of the funny things I realized, because I don't travel much, I thought if you're going to go somewhere tropical and you're going to be by the beach, right, everybody wears these fucking beach shirts.
No, not everybody does.
Me and BJ were the only ones rocking these fucking shirts.
Yeah.
At the bar, there's a white girl that comes up, and she's wearing the exact same shirt as me.
That flamingo shirt? No way.
Yeah, she's wearing the exact same
shirt.
What the fuck?
How was she wearing this?
She was like kind of like a... Like a crop lesbian.
Okay. She was a stud.
And she was hanging out with a bigger girl. And they started hitting on the help. I was like, oh, they've been striking out. Now they're fucking hitting on the help. And they were doing shots after shots after shots. And the dude, the bartender, Victor, he was a petty-ass motherfucker, man. He didn't like when people demanded shit. Because, like, people were, like, snapping, saying, hey.
You can't do that shit to the bartender.
Never. He did not like
that shit, bro.
Don't play that.
And so I'd be listening to Victor. People would order drinks. He'd mumble shit under his breath. And I was
like this stupid ass bitch, stupid ass hoe.
I was like, Victor, fuck them people. And we were there for like a good 3 hours at this bar, just fucking looking at all the people coming in. And BJ was like, is this what it was, bouncing? I was like, this is exactly what it was. Like, you just see drunk people and you just make up stories.
Yeah.
It got to the point now where they're about to shut down. It was like 11 o'clock. I was like, hey, Victor, yeah. Here's $10, bro. I got this cup. How much alcohol can you fill it up with? He was like, shit, I'll fill it up all the way.
The whole fucking cup.
That motherfucker fills it up the whole fucking way. And me and BJ, we go out to the beach and we just start drinking. I was already faded by this point. I was like, fuck this shit. I don't want this shit. I ended up throwing it out.
No.
I was too tore up.
Pierre, you could have handed it to BJ.
Nah, I can't handle BJ Faden.
Okay. She don't drink like that.
She don't drink like that. All right, that's fine. But that's fine.
It was a good fucking time. The last night was a very cool night. We were just drinking, making fun of everybody. And it was just weird, like, seeing people at an all-inclusive, or like the type of people that come. Yeah. And
suckers, it sounds like to me.
Victor was like, "Hey, you guys gonna come back tomorrow?" I was like, "No, man, we're leaving tomorrow." Done. He was like, "Ah, oh, bro." He was like, "All right, well, I might go home with these girls." I was like,
"Oh, Victor's
with the fucking with the crazy old ladies?"
No, the
flamingo shirt.
With the flamingo shirt.
Oh, okay, with the flamingo. All right.
He's like, "I'm gonna try this out."
I don't give a fuck.
This poor guy. Anyway. Before you move on to the rest of your story, I do have to pee and grab a fucking refill, so we'll be right back, guys.
Hey.
Diablo.
Blessings.
Diablo, bitch. You're supposed to say Diablo. Anyway.
Hold on, wait. I gotta drink this $130 tequila.
$130 fucking dollar. Plus the checked bag. How much did the checked bag cost you?
$30.
So it's a $160 bag.
Tequila.
Whatever. $160 tequila.
It tastes like it too. No, so God. Smooth.
Yeah, it sounds smooth. Anyway, so you were talking about Victor the bartender, and then you guys were supposed to go home the next day. What happened after that?
So after we had our drink, you know, we are like, all right, we got to go home the next day.
Right.
We'll take it easy. We go to the buffet. We have our food. We kind of hang out. And then I was like, oh, shit, we got to get transportation.
Right.
Because I don't want to do a fucking taxi, because a taxi, they overcharge you.
Right.
They'll take you all around town just to get to one spot where they could have went from here to there. They'll go all the way this way.
Exactly.
Oh, it was traffic, but you realize that it wasn't fucking traffic.
So I trust Google, so I just type in Google transportation to airport. And I don't go for the ones that say sponsored. I like wait till I see one. I was like, all right, bet this one I'll click.
Here we go.
I get this one. The dude shows up right on time. Right, we're fucking ready. We're outside. He shows up.
Okay.
And I was like, are we the only ones? And he was like, yeah, you're the only ones I'm taking. I was like, cool. Because he showed up in a van. I was like, I don't want to go to multiple fucking hotels.
Right. No BBLs.
No more Germans.
No Germans.
No Germans.
So immediately, BJ wants to be super friendly. Starts talking to the dude. The dude wants nothing to do with us. He does not want to talk.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, cool, but like, can you turn the fucking AC up?
Yeah.
As we're getting to the airport, he is like, hey, where are you guys? What airline are you guys flying? I was like, United.
Yeah.
Because he's talking to us in English. So I was like, yeah, United. He was like, do you know what terminal? I was like, Terminal 3.
Right.
He was like, okay, I got you. 10 minutes later. It's a United, right? I was like, yep, United, Terminal 3.
Oh, it hasn't changed. It hasn't changed.
As we're driving to the airport, I'm like seeing dudes walking to the fucking airport. I'm like, yo, that fucking sucks with this. I got this AC.
Right.
We're getting there, and I'm not really paying attention because I'm a fucking passenger. Like, I'm not looking at any fucking signs.
Right.
We get to the fucking terminal. He pulls in, and immediately I was like, oh, okay, cool. I'll tip the dude. So I give him 100 pesos, which is like roughly
$10.
Right. And he was like, oh, thank you. Thank you. I was like, all right, cool, man. Appreciate you. As we're walking into the terminal, we get bombarded with dudes who work for the fucking cab service. They're like, oh, do you know where you're going? I was like, fuck off. I'm not going to talk. I'll talk to the people inside the fucking terminal.
Right.
I'm not going to talk to you. As we get inside, I'm like looking around. I'm like, where the fuck is United? I'm not saying United.
Right.
And we're walking with some white people, and there's an old ass white man, and he's walking towards this lady. He was like, didn't I tell you to fucking slow down?
Oh, dang.
And BJ's like, oh, my God. And like, I was like, BJ, ain't got nothing to do with us. Ain't got nothing to do with us.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck, I don't think this is our fucking terminal. So we see somebody because it's all Frontier people.
Right.
So I stop and I was like, hey, we're looking for United. Is that this terminal? She's like, no, this is Terminal 1. You want Terminal 3.
Bitch.
Took you to the shit.
Because it was the first fucking terminal.
It was the first stop. He was like, get out my fucking car right now and give me my fucking
Because we were fucking dumb as fucking, dude.
Dumb motherfucker.
Don't they have like signs like in our DIA with the terminal?
I wasn't paying attention though because I was a passenger. I was like, this fucking dude knows where he's going. He asked me three fucking times where we're going. I was like, Terminal 3, yeah.
I'm too much of a control freak.
It's too much gas. I'd be like, bitch,
I don't see United. Where are you taking us?
Yeah, I don't fucking see United.
And so immediately, BJ's like, oh my God, what are we? She's like in fucking distress mode.
Yeah.
She's like, what are we going to do? I say, fucking chill. We'll go outside. We'll find out.
Yeah.
And so as soon as we go outside, we get bombarded with taxi cab dudes. And I was like, yo, man, It's all right. BJ, go find out. And she was like, oh, they told us just to take the bus because there's like a transportation bus that goes to all three.
Like a shuttle.
Yeah.
Right.
So as BJ's telling me, she was like, he dropped us off on the wrong terminal.
Of course.
It's all a scam, I think.
I was like, fuck, I tipped that dude fucking money.
For nothing.
For nothing. And BJ's like, well, I don't really know. And the dude comes up, he's like, what do you guys need? You guys need help? And I was like, yeah, man, we're just trying to find United. He was like, oh, yeah, the bus comes. He was like, but they come like every like 40 minutes or so. I was like, 40 minutes? The fucking shuttle? Fuck. And
we need to be here 3 hours early, bitch. We can't wait 40 fucking minutes for our shuttle.
And the dude's like, no, I got somebody that'll take you right now. I was like, no, yeah, man, we're all right. We're good.
Yeah.
As I'm trying to talk to BJ, another dude comes up. He was like, are you guys waiting on the shuttle? It's like going to be 40 minutes.
He didn't say 42 minutes.
Yeah.
Next I was like 43
BJ,
minutes.
BJ's 45. Like, oh my God, 40 minutes. She's stressed now. I was like, BJ, let's go inside.
Yeah.
I saw an information booth. Let's go find that fuck out. Because, like, there's no way shuttles are coming every 40 fucking minutes.
That's ridiculous. Every 40 at a fucking shuttle?
Yeah, no way.
No.
But let's say if you missed your flight, what's the big deal? You just catch the next flight, right?
Yeah. It's not, you didn't have to work the next day.
Yeah, true. But nobody wants to miss a
flight. Yeah, I don't want to miss that
you
shit.
You don't want to miss a flight, but if worse
but
can
BJ's
worse.
But BJ's like, we could probably walk to the next one. Because we're thinking it's kind of like DIA, but it's not that far. We'll see.
Let me walk across the airport there. No,
those fucking terminals are far.
They're far. They're far as fuck.
A, B, and C, those are far from each other.
Yeah. So we go inside and we talk to a chick, and she's like, what are you talking about? They come like every 10 minutes. And BJ's like, what are you, well, some guy outside said, she was like, they're saying that because you're cab drivers and they want you to get in the fucking cab. They come every 15 minutes.
Another fucking I'm trying to get you moment.
She was like, there's a clock outside and it'll tell you exactly when they show up. We go outside and fucking, of course, the fucking shuttle shows right up.
Everybody
BJ's like, I
got to
find out exactly where it's at. I was like, BJ, it's Terminal 3.
Yeah.
We're all right.
Yeah.
We get up there and BJ fucking starts huffing and puffing with the dude. We get in the fucking shuttle, no fucking problem.
Right.
We get out. BJ's still upset. She was like, I can't believe those motherfuckers. I was like, we're in fucking Cancun, bro. Like, everybody's trying to make...
You got gop.
Everyone's trying to make a hustle, bro.
Yeah.
It is what it is. We end up getting to the fucking right terminal, and we have to check a bag, and we were worried because...
Because your fucking tequila.
For my fucking tequila. And I was like, fuck, how much it is? It ended up being just quick $30 to fucking check the bag.
Okay.
It was easy because it was a carry-on bag.
Okay.
We get that shit in. We go... Through security. Security's so fucking fast.
Yeah.
I don't got to take my shoes off, my belt, nothing, bro.
Yeah.
They don't give a fuck. We go through, and Cancun Airport is fucking insane. Because you got to go through, like, a small shopping center.
Yeah.
Like, it's like people with fucking perfume spraying you.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, you want to buy a bottle? It's like this with fucking people.
Yeah.
We're trying to find our fucking airline. And we look at the TVs, and we don't even have a fucking gate.
Because you're there so early.
Yeah. And so I was like, BJ, let's chill out. Let's just walk around. Like, we got nothing to do.
Yeah.
I want to see what your navigational skills are. I want you to lead the way and cut through the fucking group. If you have to be stopped, you fail.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are your instincts? How can you get us out of here?
So
this,
we immediately fucking start doing fucking laps around the fucking airport.
Yeah.
And BJ did a great fucking job. She cut off some fucking people. We end up going to a fucking... We end up finding a fucking shop, and they have third-party security at the airport where they stop and they ask you, where are you going? What flight are you?
Right.
And I didn't know that. So some dude stopped me. He was like, can I see your passport? And I looked at him. I was like, for what? He was like, well, I just want to know where you're going. I was like,
you don't fucking need to know nothing.
I'm good. He was like, well, I just want to know if you're making it. I was like, nah, bro, I'm not giving you. I'm an American?
Yeah.
God damn it. I ain't giving you a goddamn thing.
America.
Exactly.
BJ was like, no, this is, he's asked everybody in this area. It's okay.
I don't give a fuck. Who are you?
For what? But for what?
You don't even look official. Just because you have a lanyard doesn't mean
shit.
Doesn't mean shit.
We end up walking around. I was like, so I gave the dude the information. We were in the right area. And we were walking around and we see a Bubba Gump shrimp restaurant. So Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
Has his own fucking restaurant.
Yeah. Forrest.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I fucking love the movie Forrest Gump. As we're walking up, I was like, yo, this might be the movie. Let me go over here. And it was the worst seafood smell I've ever had in my life. And immediately kicked in. I was like, Pierre, maybe not eat seafood at a fucking restaurant in a hotel.
In the airport.
In the airport in Cancun. Maybe don't do that.
Yeah, that's a terrible idea.
2 hours go by. We end up getting on our fucking flight.
Yes. Did you eat Bubba Gump shrimp?
No.
Okay, good. Good
I got
job.
Some fucking chips and a soda. That's it.
Good job. Good job.
So we end up getting on our fucking flight, and it's a pretty big airplane.
Right.
It has like 3 rows. I've only been on planes with 2 rows.
Right.
Never been on that shit. We get in our seat, and I'm like, all right, cool. Let's see. Nobody's in my row because me and BJ both have aisle seats. Right. Like sitting next to each other. I was like, let's see who I get. I see a skinny ass white dude and a kid. I was like, oh, fuck yeah, man. You know, the plane takes a while for them to board, and then we're flying United.
How old was the kid?
Kid like was roughly? Like 5 or 6.
Hopefully, okay, all right.
I had AirPods in. I didn't give a fuck.
Yeah. All right, continue.
So I'm fucking, you know, I'm in the fucking flight, and like I get the aisle seat so I can stick out a little bit.
Right.
So I lift up the armrest so I could get a little more room.
Right.
And the fucking stewardesses are coming around. They're like, all right, don't fucking have your seat tray up. Put your seat forward, right. Seat belts on. And we're like a half hour. We're about to take off.
Right.
And one of the ladies, and it's something about older white ladies who look like Karens that upset me so bad.
Okay.
So I flew the first time with the armrest up. No fucking problem. The right. Chick comes up behind me, and I have my AirPods in, so I can't hear her. She, like, taps me. She's like, sir, you need to put this armrest down. And instead of giving me the opportunity to pull it down, because I would have pulled it down.
Right.
She pushes it down and, like, pushes my fucking arm. I grab the fucking armrest, and I fucking slam it. I was like, is this good? Is this where you wanted it?
Oh, my God.
And she was like, exactly. And I look at BJ, and BJ, he's like, immediately knows I'm fucking upset because I'm, like, grinding my teeth. And now I go down this fucking scenario. I was like, I'm ready to go jail for this fucking bitch. Like, as soon as we get in the air,
You're going to go on the no-fly list, you dumb motherfucker.
Immediately, I'm like, yo, bro, as soon as we take off, I'm pulling this fucking armrest. If this bitch has something to say, I'm turn up. I'm already going to jail.
Right.
I'm hitting her. I was like, I'm getting my fucking shot. If I'm going to jail, I'm going to fucking
I'm going to make it worth it. The and, first like, thing I'm is the
clenching
tap.
My fist, and BJ reaches over. She's like, nothing's happened. No, it's okay. It's all right.
Like
I'm
she's
fucking
the therapist. You shut the fuck up, BJ.
And she's sitting like
breathe,
in the
Pete, breathe.
I don't know, the flight attendant seat probably like 5 rows in front of me. I'm staring the fuck at her. I'm mean mugging the fuck out of her, bro. Mad as fuck.
Cause she feel that mean stare. Do you think
she looked at me and we stared at we made eye contact and then she looked away. I was just fucking mean mugging
weakness.
The fuck out of her.
That's a weakness, right?
As soon as as we got altitude, I fucking ripped that seat up.
Yeah.
Good.
And then, yes, Duval, I watched Fast and the Furious 2. I calmed the fuck down. And as I was trying to calm down, right. I was like, everything's going good. The fucking kid that's sitting in the same aisle had the gnarliest fucking cough. You know when you can hear, like, mucus break up? This kid's coughing all over the fucking place.
Oh, my gosh.
With no mask.
No mask, no nothing. The dad don't give a fuck. And the kid is just loud as fuck. Like, I can hear him through my fucking AirPods. And I was like, no, Pierre, ridiculous. It's all right. You're in a fucking plane. It's a fucking kid. It's a 5-year-old kid.
I don't give a fuck.
I'm already kind of frustrated with the flight attendant, this fucking kid. 4 hours later, we fucking land. Cool.
Right.
We get there. I was like, I can't wait to fucking be home.
Right.
We all get up. We go out. And then we're going to go through customs. And I've never gone through customs at DIA.
Oof.
It's a fucking mission, bro.
It's a fucking
fucking
mission.
Go somewhere. And I'm all fucking rosado, bro. I'm going to have that baby rash because I've been sitting there the whole time. We start walking down and we go through fucking customs, and I show him my passport.
Right.
And she was like, where are you guys come from? And I just pointed to BJ, and BJ started doing all the talking.
Right.
She was like, sir, can you not talk? And I was like, just came from Cancun.
Yeah.
She grabs my passport.
Look sun-kissed, you dumb bitch?
She grabs my passport and puts, like, a little bookmark in it. She was like, you're going to go to secondary. Go to that booth right there.
Oh, she flagged you. She flagged you.
Motherfucker. All you had to say was Cancun, and you didn't have to go to secondary check. But no, you want to be a dumbass, and you want to be like, this bitch going to speak for me. Okay, here we go. Here
I was
we
like,
fucking
let's
go.
Do it. I pulled my phone out. I was like, let's do it. No, I don't answer questions.
Oh, my God.
So
okay.
We go to
my
secondary.
First Amendment rights.
No fucking problem, because I have no drugs on me. I smoked all the weed. There ain't nothing on me, bro.
I've
watched Law and Order.
The $20.
I'm legal.
$20 I spent $100
on. I'm not
on.
Worried about it at all.
Okay.
We go to secondary, and BJ's like, what'd they say to you? I was like, they just said, go to secondary.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, my God. And she was like, did you get rid of all that weed? I was like, shut the fuck up. I ain't smoke. We're all right. We're in Colorado. It's all right.
Yeah.
They're not tripping about weed. And she was like, oh, are they tripping about the alcohol bottle? I was like, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. So we go to secondary, and it's a white cop, and her last name is King, and she was a fucking newbie. So she was like, what's up? What's going on? And I was like, I don't know. You fucking tell me. They told me to come here. She was like, where's your passport? I gave her my passport. She was like, oh, yeah, you got flagged. I was like, all right, cool, whatever. Like,
that bitch.
Do your job. So there's a seat right next to the fucking front desk. So I sit down. BJ, like a true white woman, I love it, is standing at the fucking desk, tapping her fucking passport. She was like, so what's going on? Why are we here?
Ooh,
how long is this going to take?
How dare you?
And I looked at BJ. I was like, BJ, it's all right. Yeah. Like, it's fucking cool. I'm not white. I can't do that shit.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I didn't do anything wrong. I'm not stressed about it.
Do they already pull out the rubber gloves at this time, or they like?
Nah, she was just fucking sitting there typing shit, and then
what is she typing? What are you talking about, fucking white lady?
So, and then I realized the white lady was a trainee, because there was another cop next to her. She was like, "Well, what do I put?" He was like, "Oh, just put," because they flagged me because there was a Pierre last name,
yeah,
that was supposed to be deported. And she was like, "What's your last name?" I was like, "I don't fucking have a last name." And she was like, "All right,
no, cool. Your middle name."
Oh, yeah, my middle name. She was asking me about my middle name.
Yeah.
I don't have one. And she was like, "Oh, well, there was a Pierre that was supposed to be deported, and then another Pierre that's a flight risk." I was like, "Well,
dang.
I got my driver's license right here. Run whatever you need to do."
Yeah. I don't fucking got shit. We smoked those $20 for the weed.
I'm sitting in the chair falling asleep. BJ's like, "I can't believe you can sleep in a moment like this." I was like,
I would have fallen asleep too.
I don't
like,
give up.
I know you guys have no soul, no conscience. You got two of the common name, though. Your name, both your names are common, so what is it? You know, it's like Smith or something.
Yeah.
So we were there probably maybe 15 minutes, right?
Right.
At this time, our brother is picking us up because I didn't know I was going to go to fucking customs.
Yeah.
So I was like, "Brother, come get us." So we go down.
Juice, your brother, Juice.
Juice, and we go to get my bag. We get it right away. We fucking go out of customs, and I'm hitting up Juice. I was like, "Where are you at?" He was like, "Juice."
How long were you waiting for them, like we got there?
An hour.
No, you weren't. At the fucking airport, an hour?
It was my fault because he told me to wait. And I was like, "I'm going to make him wait. I'll just be there."
That's
but
the anxiety.
I'm used to going to the poor side of the airport where they don't mess with you.
Right.
But they's on United Airlines on the other side. So they're like, "Uh-uh, you can't wait here."
He got sweated. Brother got sweated.
Shut up.
Yeah, he got sweated. And then
you can't park on the side of the road. Everybody parks on the Frontier side, like, they don't care. But when you go to the United Airlines side, they don't play that.
Yeah, it's a little ass cop with a fucking microphone on his fucking helmet, screaming at everybody.
Screaming at you on his bullhorn.
So I didn't know any of that. So I just called my brother. I was like, "Hey, brother, we're here, man." He was like, "Yeah, bro, you gonna have to wait, dog. I gotta do a loop."
I had to do a lap. It was a little lap.
Oh, yeah, where you go to like the cell phone area, then you go all the fuck way. Yeah. It's like 2 mile fucking run. Yeah. It's like a 2 mile run.
And Juice was worried about being on time. I gotta go. I gotta pick up my brother.
And here we go. This motherfucker got flagged by fucking customs because he couldn't just say, "We came from Cancun."
The funny thing was, we were sitting there waiting to be picked up, and that cop was fucking with everybody, bro.
Everybody. So it wasn't just you. At least that's good.
I just wasn't used to it because we used to
the Frontier, they don't be tripping like that at Frontier.
Yeah, poor people shit, they don't care.
It was funny because the cop was like, "If I see you again, you're going to get a ticket."
He did say that.
Get a ticket for what, bitch?
Just waiting. You can't wait. You either picking them up or you ain't
Shut the fuck up, bro.
Yeah.
So we immediately get in. I was like, cool, man. But then we go back to fucking Juice's house, and we divvy up the gifts.
Right.
Jules, being a great fucking sister, picks us up. Yeah. As we get back to the fucking house, I realize there's no fucking heat in our house.
Oh, that's right.
And
I forgot about that.
The big thing was I was super excited to see my dog, you know, Keddy.
Oh, yeah.
I walk into the fucking house, and I was like, "Oh, yeah, I've been thinking about you, bitch. I want to see you."
Yeah.
I open the door. This bitch looks at me, runs right past me, goes straight to BJ. And I was like, "Okay, I get it. Yeah. That's mom. You know, you got to go see her. I'm going to go sit down on the couch. I'm going to wait for you."
Yeah.
She's outside for a little bit. BJ ends up coming inside. The dog comes inside the living room, looks right at me, and then goes straight to BJ. I stand up. I was like, "Yo, never again.
Never again.
Fuck that dog." And BJ was like, "What's wrong?" I was like, "Nah, bro. My dad left me. I'll never love something that don't love me back."
Exactly.
BJ's like, "No, that's just a dog." I was like, "No, fuck that. That's a fucking roommate. Fuck that dog. Never again." So that's where we're at right now. That dog is a fucking roommate.
That's what the fuck she gets.
That dog can't love me? That dog can't say hello?
No. All right, guys. Well, we appreciate you joining for part two. Shout out to fucking Victorious. Ask the Fellas. Shout out to Alviso. Shout out to Bombtastic.
Alviso. Hold on. I got Alviso.
What?
Alviso hit me up when I was on vacation. I wasn't really on my phone. I didn't have Wi-Fi. Right. My bad. I didn't mean to leave you on red. Alviso, I still fuck with you.
Yeah.
You know, you still boy, but like I wasn't trying to pay roaming charges, dog.
He was just like, "Oh, he sent me something, but I can't watch it right now because I'm not at the fucking at the resort."
I fuck with Alviso. Shout out to Mitch. Mitch got a fight coming up soon.
Oh yeah, Mitch has a fight like May something, May 10th, I think. Mitch, you have a fight coming up. We're gonna be there. Please don't fucking lose, man. We got fucking t-shirts. We can't be embarrassed. Just fucking win this time, please. What else? Thank you, Bird, for coming by.
Of course.
Thank you, Juice, for coming by.
I hope.
I hope I wasn't too offensive.
No, of course
Thank
not.
You, Juice, for letting the bird come through.
Yeah. He signed he signed her her probation paperwork.
I bailed her out.
He bailed me out of the city jail.
All right,
guys.
A lot
nicer now.
Thank you all for joining us. Go fuck yourselves. Goodbye.
Stay blessed.
Locked up.
Nah, that dog's a fucking roommate in my house.
Yeah. You got with the tequila and then date night. Did you just open your beer? We weren't ready.
Oh, no. He did.
Why'd you open your beer? We weren't ready. We weren't ready yet. Jesus Christ, motherfuckers.
I didn't open my beer.
Ready? In three.
Hold on, wait.
Oh, Pierre's not ready. You don't even have a beer.
No, because I've been doing shots.
Okay. In three, two, one.
Hold on, let me do a quick shot.
Oh, God, here we go.
You can talk about your trips.
You know what you should have done is you should have just not eaten and then just drank and then.
Nah, I'm a big motherfucker. I gotta eat. And it was all inclusive?
It was all inclusive. You think he wasn't gonna eat, bitch? So you saw the other people. They would put anything on a chair. If there's anything on that lawn chair, it is claimed. It is not. Like, I saw flip-flops on fucking lawn chairs. I saw, obviously, the towels.
Yeah.
But people's, like, their cover-ups from their swimsuits. Like, everybody claimed it in a strange
dirty
way.
Thonga.
True. So.
Someone put a dirty pad on there. Hey, don't touch this.
Don't touch that.
Some soaked up tampon. Just kidding. That's like Waterworld.
Oh, God.
That's crazy.
Right.
What are you doing?
What are you doing? We're talking about you, bitch.
Oh, fuck.
We're in the middle of recording. So, sorry about the cut, the rough cut on the last episode.
Intermission.
Intermission because we had things to do. Anyway.